Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Thursday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're looking at the thought, the Christ of Christmas. And we've taken our text in the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, verse number 14, where the Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And from that truth, we are looking back at the earlier verses in John chapter number 1. As we've previously said this week, the Gospel of John does not mention shepherds, nor does it talk about wise men. It doesn't mention a star over Bethlehem, any of those details. And yet, the Gospel of John gives us some detail about Christ that we did not know, or that we maybe not would not have otherwise known. We know that he was made flesh and dwelt among us. But there's size in the first few verses. In verse number 1, the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word." And there we saw the eternal nature, or the eternal person of the Christ of Christmas. The Bible says, "In the beginning." That's not talking about a start, but rather a state, a time before time. And then in the second part of that verse, the Bible says, "And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God." And so there we saw that the Christ of Christmas, he is equal with God. He was there in the beginning with God, and he was with God. And we've talked about the Trinity briefly. And as we explained the mathematical equation, somebody said, "Well, now, preacher, wait a minute. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3. Three gods." Well, you're using the right thought, but the wrong mathematic formula. It's not 1 plus 1, but it's 1 times 1 times 1 equals 1. And so it is with the Trinity of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And then yesterday we saw the third part of this verse, "And the Word was God." And there we saw the very essence that Christ was indeed very God. He said, "He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. I and my Father are one." And so from that, and of course he went on to say, "And the same was in the beginning with God." And so the essence of God is the Christ of Christmas. He is the very essence of God. Well, today, let's look on. The Bible says in verse number 3, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." And with that, may I say that Christ, he is the executor. He's the executor of God. Now, you know, as I know, that when someone leaves an executor, the testator, I guess is the term we would use, appoints an executor. The executor is to carry out the will of another. Well, may I say that in Genesis chapter number 1, we see in the beginning God. And from that we assume, or many assume, I would say, that it's talking about God the Father, because in the Old Testament he's referred to, he refers to as God the Father, or God Almighty, as he's known to the Gentiles. Well, but John 1:1, which is older, actually chronologically, is older than Genesis 1:1, says all things were made by him, talking about the Word, talking about Christ. So think of it. The babe in the manger, the babe that was born to the Virgin Mary, the babe who was heralded by angels, who was visited by shepherds, and who was worshipped by wise men, was the same creator, the same executor of God's will that spoke the world into existence. I'm glad to report to you today that Christ's beginning did not happen in Bethlehem. But rather, he was before there was time. He existed, coexisted with God, and he was the executor of the mind and will of God. Father, we pray that you'd help us in our finite beings to understand the truth of the Godhead, in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.